Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. In Matthew chapter 22 and verse 29, Jesus answered and said unto them, "You do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God." Jesus here exposes the two great shortcomings that lead all unbelievers into error. First of all, not knowing the scriptures. Note that these are Sadducees being addressed. They were the more liberal sect of the Jews, but it cannot be said that they were unfamiliar with the scriptures. If they were like modern liberals, it's possible that they had never read the scriptures for themselves. More likely, they were experts in the philosophies and thinking of other religious experts. They would have read and discussed alternative interpretations of the Word of God other than a literal one, but they would have known what the Scriptures say. The first recourse in correcting errors is to get people to read the Bible for themselves. We need to get people to put down the books about the Bible and turn off the programs where there's Teach the Bible and invest some significant time into personally studying the Bible. And then the second cause of error is not knowing the power of God. And it seems to me that this is an issue of faith. The power of God is demonstrated in everything from the regular seasons of the year to the intricacies of life. He is witnessed in the birth of a child, the beat of the heart, the history of empires, the charity of man, the calling of preachers, the grace of forgiveness, and a thousand other daily things, if only they had faith to see them. The power of God is also experienced through faith, divine protection in a dangerous circumstance, wisdom to deal with a difficult situation, conviction concerning right and wrong, and for the Christian, assurance of salvation that our sins are remitted, and all of these amount to the knowing of the power of God at work in us. Some are unfamiliar with the Word of God. Others cannot see the power of God contained within them. And because of these, they make terrible mistakes with the Word of God.